Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Very mellow hello from the Casper Radio Show. That's far as I go with rhyming to and fro. It is April the 1st, a tradition we do not adhere to here in Johannesburg, but we will talk about April Fool's Day. Huh?
They tore some buildings.
I think it's the wrong song I'm playing. Let's talk about April Fools. Do you believe in it, Duncan? Believe in April Fools?
I do believe in April Fools.
Who are your favorite April Fools?
My favorite April Fools have to be a guy called Duncan from Cliff Central. He's the biggest fool ever.
Is he your favorite fool?
Yeah, he's so foolish.
Okay. And do you know how it started? April Fool, Duncan being stupid.
No, well, I guess this, some guy was a big prominent guy was probably fooled on the first day of April, and then they were like, "Okay, it's April Fool's Day."
Yeah, totally wrong. And Bernard, good morning. Are you well, my darling?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay. I'm glad you hear that. It's mellow. It's a mellow one.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to read you from the scriptures where April Fool comes from. It's very interesting. Okay. Have we got some mellow music?
That song almost put me to sleep, so.
Yeah, no, that was the wrong song. It's totally the wrong song. But I'll play the right song now. I was caught with the wrong foot in the wrong mouth.
You fooled yourself.
I did. I'm an April Fool. So, dearest people, I know that we are more than just fluff and jokes. We are here for substance and education. And therefore, I'm putting on this outrageous, irritating British accent, and I'm going to read you from the Book of the April Fools. The custom of setting aside... Can we have the background music, please? Where is it? Hello there, my darling. And bow, curtsy, kiss the hand, and turn, and fart. April Fool, the custom of setting aside a day for playing a harmless prank upon one's neighbor is recognized everywhere. It's upon your neighbor now. I thought it's about anyone. Some April Fool's Day festivals started in Roman holidays of Hilaria. I like that. Hilaria. Oh, what is the title for Hilaria? And then the Holy Festival of India, Holi, and the Medieval Feast of Fools. Enchosis. Canterbury Tales. Now we're getting too academical here. Let me read you another bit here. They say about April Fools is that they don't really know where it comes from. In many countries, including the United States, it is a custom on this day to play tricks on people. Now it's not neighbors anymore, eh? Now it's people. And they say no one knows where the custom began. Like I said. But some historians believe it may have started in France because they have nothing to do. You see, in France, they were just wearing their wigs and then playing tricks. The New Year's Festival. You see, my eyes have now seen their own little things. They don't read anymore. They are manufacturing virtual reality in front of me. But let me read what I see. There, that's France, the old New Year's festival was observed from March the 25th to April the 1st and ended with the exchange of, I nearly said girls because I can't read, gifts. With the exchange of gifts, not girls. Hello, this is Tamara.
Hello.
This is your gift.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to go with you.
You will. You're a gift. So it's gifts. In the mid-1560s, that's long ago, eh?
Baie lang tyd van weg, meneer.
Here. King Charles IX changed the new year to January 1. Oh, so new year was 25 to April 1. Wow, that's just stupid. It doesn't make sense. People still celebrated New Year in April were called April Fish. I'm fucking serious. So this is, you see, humanity, we are actually fucked. There's no other way about it. We are as fucked as can be with all these strange traditions and stuff that... And to snip. Actually end up just being mistakes that people made and things they got wrong. And now we have holidays for it.
And celebrate that, all that nonsense.
Yes, sis. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Show. All the blind, all the deaf, and all the normal people. Hello and welcome to the Casper Radio Show. I said deaf and blind because Yay. We played it very loudly now, so even the deaf would be able to hear. They would be going, I hear something. hello. You know, people, today we are going to have a wonderful day, and so that beginning was too mellow for my liking, because it's a party. We machen kiki today, people. You know why? Because it is a day of celebration. It's a day of kicking off with our new Boys of Kloof Central competition, which is not anymore a Boys of Kloof Central competition, but an all-encompassing Boys of Kloof Central and Girls of Kloof Central and Trannies of Kloof Central. Woo! And grannies of Kloof Central. We'll talk all about it.
So excited.
Grannies of Kloof Central.
Grannies and trannies.
And you.
Are you going to set up your mom maybe, Casper?
My what?
Are you going to sign up your mom for the grannies of
Kloof
Central?
Yeah, I will.
Absolutely.
We will. There's no doubt about it. Is this now the right song? No, it's again that song. Why is this song? This song is like really asking me to play it, eh? But I won't. Here it is. This is our. Let's get the fucking party going. Yes. So we'll have Laura here from Boss Models today. And we will have some boss models here today to talk to us about what they do in their jobs. And then we will warm up for the Boys of Kloof Central, the Girls of Kloof Central, a new competition that launches today. Hey! We also have a new, brand new season of Consistory kicking off today.
Woo-hoo!
Kicking off. And we will have our stuff prepared as usual.
Yeah,
yes, and I've got news from Farnie Clay. He is still busy with his recordings. And we might listen to a new one. But today's party day. We machen party because the Boys of Kloof Central, the Girls of Kloof Central, that's being launched. It's launched today. I say the Boys of Kloof Central, the Girls of Kloof Central, it's being launched. It's launched today. I love it when they do that lull, and then it's like, let me just see what I got here. Okay, we talked about the 1st of April, have we? Yes.
Don't be fooled. We're talking about the 1st of April here.
Things that drew my attention that is happening now. So, do you know it's 150 rand an hour is the minimum wage in England now.
150 rand.
An hour.
So if I'm at work for 8 hours, I make like close to 1,350
Where is my
calculator? A day.
That is a day. I mean, wow. Most people, let's be frank. Let's be Frank and let's be John and let's be everyone. But most people pay like a gardener 150 rand a day.
Absolutely.
It's an hour.
Minimum.
Let this word not spread. Because we'll have riots.
Absolutely.
If you think pick it up was a problem.
They're demanding 10,000, aren't they, per month.
That's nothing if it's one. They should demand 150 an hour.
Absolutely.
Where's my calculator?
70 rand a dustbin per dustbin they collect. How's that?
Yes. So that means 150 times some. What's it?
Eight.
Times five. Times four. So the minimum wage in England for a dustbin is 24,000 rand a month.
What?
24,000 rand a month. That's minimum wage.
I'm going to England and I'm going
to start. I can ask the
let's go. Let's go to England and just be fucking minimum wage people.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's a sum. It's a fortune. Oh, these British. But it's because of the pound, you see. The pound is weak. The pound is weak. In my weird dreams. No, the rand is weak. So that is why. That's the problem we have, you see. So that is the minimum wage. That's amazing.
It's insane.
Another piece of good news is there's more obese people in the world than underweight people. So at least I'm part of a majority at the moment.
For the first time ever in your
life. And you too, Duncan,
Everyone in this room.
I'm basically anorexic.
Yes. No. So we are the majority. And we can be clear. Where's the pumping music? It's gone. Oh my God, come pump your music.
So, wait, Casper, if the majority of the people in the world are obese and the other ones, and the other percentage is underweight.
Yes.
The people in the middle, what do we call them? The normal people.
The norms, yeah? What about
them? Can you imagine who's normal these days? What's normal to you?
Don't know.
Well, normally the majority is normal. So, overweight is normal now.
Yeah.
But I think
That's correct.
You get disabled obese people. So do you think they're included in the study?
Yes, of course. They include every fucking thing
they
find.
And you get blind obese people?
They're obese because they would think, being told that they're eating oranges or they're eating fucking Cadbury.
That's a salad. That's a salad. That's a fucking Big Mac.
Now, these salads are wonderful. Can I have another 3 salads, please?
And you know what's the worst thing? They could never see how big they are. So being doesn't mean anything to them.
But they can feel. I think they can feel.
It feels okay to them because that's what they grew into.
That's the norm.
But most, I mean, you put a shirt on and it feels a bit tight. And it's okay because it feels a bit tight. And then you see yourself in a mirror and like, ugh.
Yeah.
But so blind is better.
Blind is better. I think we've reached that consensus today. If there's anything we take away from the show today, is that blind is better.
We'll
make it a hashtag B-I-B. Bib. Then I must tell you, you have brought off on shirt. I'll tell you, about shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah. So I was yesterday talking about the bees. Yes. Master Blaster. Hey. You just do your thing, you beautiful fucker. I'm a master blaster. So, I was driving with Nick, the Uber driver who takes me everywhere because he's the only one that cares about me because I'm so far away.
Mm.
The rest of Uber, they don't fucking know where I am.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so far away between snakes and spiders and bugs. And we were driving and all of a sudden I got that thing where your stomach goes, you got to shit now.
Shh. I was going through that last night, Casper.
Isn't that incredible?
It's the worst thing ever.
You had that recently.
We went for sushi, but it wasn't, it could have, it's not the sushi.
No, it's your stomach.
Yeah. I think it's the way we eat.
I dropped Casper and I drove home, but
nearly dropped something else.
Yeah.
I was literally like a few hundred meters from his house and I needed to go like immediately. I actually contemplated pulling over and having a shit on the sidewalk.
Just shit on your hand. I've done that.
On my hand?
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
My hand's not big enough for what was happening there.
He absolutely...
It was horrible.
Don't you have to be a Hindu to shit on your hand?
But I made the house just.
Yeah, well, we did the same thing yesterday. We were driving. All of a sudden, I got these cramps. I thought, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And I didn't want to say anything to anyone. But then we neared a garage. And I thought, there must be a toilet there. Because I see myself shitting on the Uber seat. How is Nick going to clean this?
Yes, but wait, can I stop you?
Yeah.
You know that feeling where you're just clutching it in?
Yeah, that's where I was.
And you're so uncomfortable, you can't even sit.
Can't sit. I know.
I didn't sweat.
Because Nick was looking at me and he found me on the roof of the car, clutching. Absolutely. Like Spider-Man. I was just clutching. I said, "Can we stop, please? And I need to go to the toilet." He says, "You need a key." I said, "Keep the key so long while I peel myself off the roof of the car." I just made it. It was like the shit was like snakes sticking out their tongues. Oh,
it's stinging.
It's stinging.
It's like something just keeps on stinging. It's the worst thing ever, man.
And what happened? So luckily, we all know about this. It's we're not unique. Yeah. In the need for shitting. It's party time.
Booga, 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 booga. Booga.
Woo-hoo. What the hell was that?
So ooh, what had happened with me, Casper, is that I wasn't eating right, you know, for the past 3 days.
Yeah.
So I didn't have much food. So it was really tough. So when I got paid, I was like, yo, I'm going on a binge. I'm going to eat myself to death.
Ah.
So I did that. At 7, I went to the shop at like 6 a.m. That's when I went to get my pie on at the garage. I got some nice pies. When it was 8 o'clock, I went to the Checkers. I got myself some nice big crisps, 2 liters of orange juice. And I just laid on my bed and I just ate.
Stuffed my face. You mixed too much.
Chocolates, everything. After like 2 hours... My tummy.
There's a difference between you and me now. After everything happened and I made it like just in time and everything was under control, I ordered pizza.
Oh,
no.
You know when to stop, Betty. You need to know when to stop. I never know when to stop. I think, when's the right time to stop for you? I think the right time for me to
when
stop
you sleep.
Is when I can't even move properly.
But
you go into that food coma.
That's I'm addicted to having a food coma every night.
But your poop happened while you were in near a toilet, eh?
No.
Your poop craving. No.
You see what happened was, you know when you're a bit confused, if you don't know if a fart's gonna come out
let's talk.
So
this is like for old people, you can tune in now. This is our kind of talk today.
So as I'm just lying on my bed, just chilling and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, okay, let me fart. Then it turns out it's a wet one.
Oh, it's a wet one.
Then I quickly had to like clutch it back in. I'm like, now I need the toilet.
Now you need to go.
So I go to the toilet. Before I even sat down.
Yeah.
I missed the toilet.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, malolas.
But luckily you're at home. Imagine.
Who's home? What?
I don't know.
No.
It's your toilet home.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Fuck.
So then I missed the toilet.
And what happened?
Just by 2 droplets. Then I went in. Whew.
So it was just...
Sometimes there's nothing better than just taking a crap, eh? It's the best thing ever.
It's like the relief. The relief. That's the thing. And But the thing is, you experience the relief before you have it. That's the problem. So in that car, while I was on the roof, I already thought I'm already ready to go. Oh, the relief, but it wasn't there yet. So you've got to clutch. Wait. I don't want to be a party pooper. What does Cindy say?
Cindy Mando says, hey, Cindy from Ireland.
Hello, my love.
And she says, I've had two similar experiences. Once in a tiny restaurant in Mauritius.
Oh, my God.
With one loo in the middle of the restaurant.
No.
There was no way I could use it. I went home like lightning. The other one was on my bus home. Buses don't stop at garages for you.
Oh.
And my journey home is like an hour away.
Oh.
On that bus, dear God, my stomach felt like lava. By the time I got off the bus.
But at least, not the seat. That's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the seat felt like lava, you will be in big shit. Party time today, people. We're kicking off with the voice of Chris Central and the girls of Chris Central. We'll have more news soon.
Casper.
But now we're talking about shitting in your pants.
Yeah,
yes.
Just to end off on this shitting in your pants thing. What do you think is the worst thing ever? Where you shit in your pants, or the walking away part, or the cleaning up your own poop part? Which one is the worst part? The worst experience of the whole thing?
I would say it's afterwards, because you go in a blackout and you cock. And then when you wake up from that and you're not dead, and you're not dead, and your people around you, and you realize what you've done. I once cocked in a Marincha dam, not in the dam. I wish I cocked in the dam. I cocked close to the dam. And all of a sudden I started walking like Charlie Chaplin was butt fucked by his father.
Oh, I was like, shame.
And because I cucked in my pants, it was horrible. So I took my underpants, and I threw them away in the toilet, in the garbage.
Oh,
in the garbage there in the park. I was looking around and no one can see me. I'm still looking, like maybe someone's got that on YouTube. And then I went to the nearest garage and sort of tried my best, and then got home and cried, vomited, you know.
A whole movie was made out of someone crapping in their own pants. It's like a horror flick. It's called Unfriended.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to look for it.
Some girl gets so drunk and shits in her pants. Then people post videos on the social medias. Then she commits suicide and starts haunting them through Skype.
Okay.
It's a very odd movie, but you should check it out.
But obviously new, modern, if they use Skype.
Yeah, it's like 2015 movie.
I'm going to look for it. Unfriended. Then this is a call out, a distress call to everyone listening who knows about Sony. Sony has left South Africa. I never knew that. I, like a fool, like an April fool, I bought myself a Sony 3D TV years ago. And in my move, I lost my glasses. And now I'm trying to find 3D glasses for Sony. Do you think I can find it? No. It's nowhere to be found. Does anyone on earth, because we're listening everywhere now, it is in Addis Ababa, Ababa, Abba. So Abba is there. Addis Ababa, it is now nearly 12:30. And in Mexico, it is 3:00 in the morning. And all in between, if you're listening, where in the name of Thor can I find Sony active 3D glasses, please? I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. No one can tell me. I phoned.
Why did Sony leave, though?
Yeah, the fuckers. Why did they leave? I don't know. There's no reason for them to leave.
The Sony.
Male.
I guess.
Maar toe gaan ek op die interwebs en ek gaan soek daar Sony South Africa, and they said phone this number. There is one guy, one shop that they still have. It's an Alberton. I phoned.
Hello, Alberton Audio and Visuals.
products. Het julle Sony glasses? Because I was told on the websites that you are the only shop with the Sony glasses. And they said, no, we just got speakers and tweeters. So try macro.
Couldn't you use Samsung Active?
No, it won't work because they all got their own little fucking frequencies.
Algorithms,
you know how
okay.
bloody selfish they are?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So anyone who can help me with this, I know Amazon will have maybe, but maybe there's some scaly fucking place somewhere in China or Pakistan where they sell it for like 50 cents. Can someone please help me now? Because I have given up to do the right thing. I just want to get the fucking glasses.
Sureta op die WeChat sê, dis a crap show vandag.
A crap show, yeah, she is totally right. It
lol.
Is.
Lol.
Lol. And she is lolling. Yeah, it's time for gay gossip.
I was just saying it in Zulu for you.
I say, yeah.
Indaba zay tabani.
I think it's with a tune begin with wat gaan dan kan dit sing.
Wat ek het nog gesê? Sê wat ek het gesê nou? Nog gesê?
Wat jy gesê het?
Indaba zay tabani.
Indaba zay tabani.
Indaba zay tabani. So Indaba's news.
Yebo koko.
And what is gay?
It's tabani.
Tabani.
Stabani.
Stabani. Mm. Oh, I'm very stubborn. Are you stubborn? I'm stubborny. Are you stubborny? Yes, I am stubborny. Okay, shall we go make whoopee?
Should we go to Novi?
Novi? Novest? What is the gay news?
Daar werk my ore nou.
Oh, bless.
Ek is 'n bietjie uitgevoel die hele tyd.
Okay, dis die Here wat jou geseën het.
Oh, dankie.
Of jou kanne of jou ore?
My kanne.
Oh, jou kanne is technisch. Jou oor is die Here. Okay.
In other news, Elton John word gesue for sexual harassment.
Namanga wen.
Ek sweer.
Ito namanga wen.
Namanga wen.
Elton John. Simthanda kangaka. Hawen. Ngitshela ezinye baba.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me more, Betty.
Daar gaan my ore weer.
Oh, shame, man.
Oh, you fix, mate.
But go on talking.
Huh?
Go on talking in the middle.
Yeah, sy bodyguard sue hom, want blijkbaar op...
Sy bodyguard.
Well, sy security bodyguard, whatever.
Sy body sissy.
Want blijkbaar op menigte kere het hy hom weird goed gesê, sexual, en aan hom gevat. Onder andere, maar ek weet is nie reg nie, maar ek vind het baie snaaks. Het hulle in die limousine gery en Elton John het vir die bodyguard sy crotch gegryp.
Nee.
En gesê, get your todger out and say hello to Uncle Elton.
Said in his accent there, try it.
I can't, it's too funny.
Get your todger out.
En op 'n ander keer het hy sy nippels getwist en gesê, you gorgeous thing.
Now you think it's true, or is it a made-up cuck?
Ek kan nogal vir Elton sien dit doen.
Ja, especially when you're so rich.
Maar
you'll
ook,
do anything.
Ek meen, nie in die sin dat hy iets wou gedoen het met die ou nie. Gay mense maak sulke jokes.
Dit is waar.
En mense vat dit altyd ernstig op.
Dit is waar. Ek bedoel, dan kan het altyd kwaad as ek aan sy toe te draai.
Ja, en ek meen, elke keer as ek sy crotch gryp, dan kyk hy my snaaks aan.
Ja, precies, what the fuck.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it could be. So he's sued. He's being sued.
He's being sued. Yeah.
Okay.
Nog niks van sy kant af is daar kommentaar gegee of David Furnish het nog iets gesê nie.
It's bitchy teruggesien.
Ja.
So are you saying if Elton John did all those things to you, Betty, you would have gone to the press?
But why is his bodyguard? No. What has he got a problem with the money?
Die hy werk nie meer vir Elton nie. Nou kom hy uit met dit.
Hy sier.
So, I think hy het in 2014 het hy opgehou werk vir hom.
Okay. The same bodyguard. Dis Elton wat het sê vir die bodyguard. Felicity Bodyguard. Oh, what is a door? A back door? Okay. No, yeah. Well, I will take Elton's side in this.
Yeah, I cook. Mm. Yeah, man. I think Bodyguard's a sierpoes.
It's a sierpoes.
En dan nog lekker nuus is, ek kan nie onthou of ek het vir jou gesê het op 'n ander geleentheid en of ek het op die lig genoem het nie. Mm. As ek het op die lig genoem het, ek is inniglik jammer.
Maak nie saak nie, ons vergeet alles wat ons fucking sê.
Maar, wat? Einde van die maand
ja?
Is daar die eerste mass gay wedding
well,
in Afrika.
Jesus, that needs to be said in Zulu.
Ezi nyindaba madoda, itabani zoshata, umshato omkhulu, lo mshato akazi wabona ukushata itabane ezi 2.
Yeah.
Ek swear, hy kan net so wel gesê het, ons gaan broodjies eet hierna.
Hy het.
Maar zo die 5 wale itabani, zo die 5 mshatweni.
Ja, hy praat allerhande aan
ja, en jelly tots.
Maar zo die 5 na ma jelly tots, kulo mshato we itabani.
Ja, had iemand homself bekak.
Maar anyway, ja. So, dit gaan
so when is this and how many people are wedding?
It's this 16 gay couples, gay and lesbian. Yeah. In it's happening in Nice now. Yeah.
Here they come.
So let me get this straight.
No it's, gay.
There's going to be 32 gays all in one area getting married.
Yes.
And then they're all going to fuck
same
each
time,
other afterwards.
Absolutely.
The mayor of Nice now is officiating the marriage. So marriages.
So that it's more to do with the law than the church. So it's law.
Yeah.
It's law.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're making them lawful.
Yeah.
Hoe kom die gay mense wil altyd groot statamente maak op wat hulle doen? Hoekom?
Statamente.
Hoekom hulle wil statamentes maak? Hoekom meneer? Hoekom?
We like to put on a show.
Maar hoekom man? Hoekom? Ons wil nie 'n show kyk nie, ons nie.
Jy hoef nie te kom nie.
Ons is nie, ons hou nie van julle nie, ons.
So, oor statamente. Wat is statamente in Afrikaans nou weer? Jy wil 'n verklaring, nie, jy wil
'n punt bewys.
Punt, ja, punt maak.
Okay.
Hey, kan ek met jou 'n punt maak? Ooh, natuurlik, my skat. I don't know. I mean, we want to show that we are here, we queer, and get used to it.
Ons het julle geaccept lang klaar uit tyd.
Nie almal nie, hoor.
Hy is ook al wena.
Nie almal nie.
Nie almal nie.
Nie almal nie. Soos
can you remember our dear president saying he wants to blik some morphies when he sees them?
Jacob?
Yeah.
He said
that. And then he had to say, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I promise you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I couldn't believe it because the ANC said early already that gays are accepted and everything. That was in the 80s when it was like a big no-no. And they said that. And then Jacob comes out and says he wants to blik some morphine. Yes.
And like in America, it's only now that all 50 states are allowed gay people to adopt children. But at the same time, in the same month, Mississippi was the last state to approve it. But they also instated the law that businesses can turn away gay people and they don't have to help them.
You know, gay people are so efficient. Businesses are losing out on
exactly.
Gay people.
Absolutely. So
yeah, I'm making a mistake. That's all I'm saying. Any more news?
Nee, that's all for my af.
Is you ernstig? Is daar niks anders wat gay wat gebeur in die wêreld nie?
Absoluut niks.
My Here. Wel, onthou julle jare terug. Was daar 'n man met die naam van Fanny Clay?
Ja, 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 daai man meneer.
Ja, hy het al die Elvis songs gesing.
Ja, ek kon toe.
Well, it didn't go too well with it, but we caught up with Fanny. And he apparently is now ready to do another CD. So I'm giving over. Ek skakel oor na Espatata. Laat sy vir ons vertel. Hallo.
Hallo. En welkom weer by Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do. My naam is Espatata Wissels en ons het weer spesiale gas, ons immergroen Fanny Clay. Hallo Fanny.
Hallo Espatata, dankie.
Jou vorige langspeler, Elfie Kans, dit het toe nou na die Kersfeesmark half verdwyn van die rakke.
Ja, hulle sê dit is maar hoe dit gaan.
Ja.
Ja.
Maar jy het daar net aangehou met Elvis en nou het jy 'n EP. Verduidelik vir ons en die kykers, wat is 'n EP?
'n EP is nie 'n vollengte album soos wat jy hom ken, net een of twee of drie liedjies.
Hoeveel liedjies het jy?
3. 1.
Ek het gehoor, jy is mal oor Barry Hilton.
Ja, Barry, ek hou baie van Barry, baie.
So, jy wou altyd nog iets met braai doen, nou gaan ons braai, en nou het jy dit gedoen met hierdie treffer van Elvis, en jy het hom vertel as?
Hartbreek Hotel.
Ah, en dan braai jy in die hotel.
Ja, dit was hy klippie van Barry Hilton. Ons gaan nou braai, hoor. Ja. Ons gaan nou braai. En dan braai hulle nooit, ja.
Jou susters het weer saam met jou gesing?
Ja, hulle het gesing, ja. Ja. Nee, weet ek is geboek nou om op te speel op een van daai entertainment skepe. Ja.
So die skip, waarheen vaar julle?
Wel, dit is maar daai, jy weet daai ferry op 'n Hartbees Poortdam wat ons vaar nie eintlik, ons dryf meer. Ja, terwyl ek speel.
Van die een oor na die ander.
Ja.
Baie geluk met jou toekoms.
My baba het my verlaat, ja. En nou sê ek desperaat, ja. Ek le en trek my dra my na die naaste hospitaal. Want ek is alleen nog
jenig.
Ja, ek is so eenzaam. Ek is versteerd, ja, ek gaan braai. Ek is alleenig jenig, ek is so eenzaam. Ek is versteerd, ja, ek gaan braai.
The Gasper Radio Show.
So I said we're gonna launch a new competition today, based on the old boys of Cliff Central, and we're gonna talk about it. But we're having a party about that, and I just wanna see if we are busy partying. Yeah, we are. Oh my God. So I got Laura here from Boss Models, and she brought a beautiful young lady. I'm tongue-tied. She brought a beautiful young lady with her. And we'll hear who she is and what's going on here just now as we make a party. Laura.
Hello, Casper.
It's so nice to see you again.
You too.
And we got some wonderful news, hey, that we are going to splash onto the peoples.
Yes.
So tell me, what is it? What are we going to do? I came to you and I said, what are we going to do, Laura? We had Boys of Cliff Central, but let's... And you said broaden it, Casper. I said, how? And you said broads.
Bring broaden it. In girls.
Yeah, and I broads. Said... I said yes. So what? What is the news?
We're partnering up and we're going to do a Boys and Girls of Cliff Central.
Yay! So it won't be the boys anymore. We will have a boy of Cliff Central and we will have a girl of Cliff Central in 2016.
Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of Cliff Central.
Girls now.
And girls.
Oh, I'm so happy. But the beautiful young lady you got here with you, is she? She's not entering the Boys of Cliff Central.
She
the
might.
Girls? Oh, really? So who is she? Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Kelsey.
Ah. I thought Duncan was showing me that he likes her, but he was showing me to push up a mic.
Is it?
I thought Duncan was going, yeah, I like her.
Hey, Duncan, he probably does,
but
though.
You are not like that. Hey, Duncan, yeah. You're so sweet and innocent.
Buy her, is it Kelsey short for calcium? Or?
No, it's Kelsey. A lot of people actually do call me calcium, but it's just Kelsey.
But okay. It's Kelsey with you.
Kelsey's with us.
Okay, but
with boss.
With the boss, you see. Yes. So what we're doing today on our party day is we're going to interview some of the boss models to hear what is it like to be a model and basically get people ready to enter this competition. But how are we going to now get people to enter if there is someone sitting at home looking at himself in the mirror and saying, I'm not obese, I can do this. What must they do, Laura?
They should email us at josie@bossmodel.co.za. It's model, single, not an S.
Yeah.
And I'll start screening.
Say, for instance, this candidate has got a Instagram account. What do they do if they want to enter that way?
We're going to create a hashtag, and we'll put that up onto the Facebook page of Boys and Girls of Cliff Central.
Okay.
And when that's up, it will probably be up later today, and you can also hashtag it on Instagram.
So will this hashtag, has it got a name yet or not?
No, we haven't decided on it yet. Okay. We will let everybody know on the Facebook page, and you'll have to listen to the Cusper Show next week to get the hashtag.
Okay, so we'll get a nice, easy hashtag to go with. If you are on Instagram, you can just put your picture up with the hashtag and then it will be seen by boss models and you will have
gone
through round one.
And email.
Yeah, hashtag and email. So this email address, is it Josie as in what?
J-O-Z-I, short for Johannesburg.
That's very easy.
josie@bossmodel.co.za.
Okay, so we need boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Now, what's the way they mustn't look like? Or, or must we say... What
I can tell you what they should look like.
Yeah, I think that's more positive, yeah.
girls 1 meter 72 and taller.
Yeah.
Preferably 17, 18 years and older to 30. And boys 18 and above. Also to 30, 1 meter 85, 83. Settle for 183.
Duncan is mmming here next to me. Now, Duncan, you obviously have many questions for calcium.
No, absolutely, Casper.
Ask away.
Calcium, I see that you've got really strong teeth. And
it's beautiful teeth.
Really good teeth.
Where else would you say your strength lies as a human being? This
lovely,
as a lovely model, by the way, I should say.
Where does my strength lie?
What,
I didn't know these questions were going to be like so.
No,
look at her. That's where her strength lies. She's a
gem. And I want to know, when I want to go watch a movie, should I watch SpongeBob or Winnie the Pooh as a first date?
Winnie the Pooh, always.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
We're just talking about Pooh for 30 minutes now. Okay, so let me ask you serious questions then, because some people can't. I just wanted to know about what do you prefer to do? Like TV, ramping, photographs, what kind of modeling are you strong in at?
I definitely prefer just like more photographic than anything.
Okay, so you stand.
Runway is fun, but photographic is like my best.
Runway is immediate.
Yes, and
so
that
if you fall down,
terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I mean, how many YouTube videos have we seen of models?
Like millions.
Collapsing. With a photograph, the guy can say, yeah, more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that more. It's more control.
Yes, me
and
too.
And what's the most exotic location you've gone to thus far in your life?
Well, I haven't actually been modeling for that long, so I haven't really been to an exotic place.
Oh, Johannesburg, Cliff Central.
Absolutely.
We can go with that. It's fine. I'll take that one.
But that's going to happen, eh? You know
yes.
that.
I know.
How definitely. Old are you then?
I'm 22 now.
After 12 is lunch.
What do you mean?
Are we quitting to eat?
No, absolutely. I was thinking that after the whole show, we can go out and just have some food, Casper, and discuss how we can just take this whole initiative further.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What does that WeChat say from Ines?
Ines say op the WeChat, must the girls be real or can Betty Bangles also enter?
No, it's not a drag show. We'll do the drag shows later, Ines.
Actually, Nado said trannies and grannies.
Yeah, but I was just joking. Because, you know, I'm a comedian. I can say anything. Are you sensitive? Because the modeling world is harsh.
It is. I think I am a little sensitive, but I think as you do it more, you sort of grow and you learn and you become, you learn to become harder. Because it is a little tricky. It's not always fun.
It is the same in a way with actors and stuff where they go for auditions and you also have to go and then people's But it's a look they're looking for. I mean, you're already that. You're a model. You're beautiful. You just know that. You're already that.
Thank you.
And now they're looking for something, you know.
Yes.
Specific, like maybe Checkers wants to do a Pocahontas ad. You will get it.
I think so too.
Or maybe they want to do Heidi and then you're not going to get it.
Yes.
So, nah, it's just too dark.
Kasper, I get the fry for the Macy.
Yeah?
Ek wil ken, you know, some women are not privileged to have such great looks that you have.
Thank
so,
you.
What do you think they should look into within themselves and how can they make themselves feel as great as you would waking up in the
morning? They can't. They must commit suicide.
No. That's not what we... How would you encourage a less fortunate looking person?
Go fucking write a book.
Just think
focus
about
on your strengths.
There you
go. That's it.
A dancer can do arts.
Absolutely.
She can't help the way she looks. I mean, she can, obviously. If she ate McDonald burgers from the age of 10, she would look different. But, I mean, it's her DNA from mama and papa that makes her who she is. And she's got the package. She's got it. But she got it.
It's not her fault.
It's not her fault. It's not your fault to be beautiful. And once your beauty fades,
yes,
it's gonna happen.
No, it's not, Casper. My gran is so attractive.
Really? What age is she?
84. The thing about women, Casper, is that they age gracefully, and as they age...
Have you ever seen a fucking 84-year-old granny doing soap ads? No.
They're trendy now.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How my marbell.
Google it. I promise you, there's some grannies that are rocking the fashion world.
Okay, well, there you go.
There you go.
Kelsey, you can look for
a
that.
Lifelong career.
There we go.
Cool. Was it Jean Paul Gaultier that had the whole show with all the elderly people?
I don't know.
I think it was him.
Google.
Let me Google it.
Yeah. Don't giggle, Google.
I'll Google.
What would you say to people to enter this competition?
Yes.
Because now you must actually entice people to enter.
Yes.
Because they're going to, at the end of the day, if everything works out, be your colleague.
Yes.
So where and what is the entries going to be? Facebook?
Yes, Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, and then they just put a mugshot of themselves. How would you propose they take a shot, a photograph? If they're not that rich, but they want to just show full length, what do they need to do?
I'm not actually... Selfies are probably always the best.
Okay.
And good lighting is like always a must.
Mm-hmm.
And makeup, I think not too much, but just enough that you know, look better.
Decent,
that is a good word.
Yes.
And and a bikini. I think when you're a girl, you know, you need to
show
your body.
We need the bikini.
So I think for a girl that's like the best.
How did you end up with Boss Models? How did were you scouted or
no? I actually sent in an email.
Okay.
Oh.
You see. So that's the thing. You must just take your own dreams and
Granny Models, look.
Oh, there's a granny
Granny Barbie.
Jean Paul Gaultier's. I think it's 2014 autumn or something.
Okay. And who is that? Rian Kruijwagen. No, it's a woman. Oh.
Look, Casper,
nice week.
Before Calcium leaves, I'd like it just to give us her best looks. What do you think about that?
Well,
her best poses.
Yes, but then what we're going to do is we're going to put it on Facebook Live. I think we should do that.
Absolutely.
Will you do me a favor and will you talk her through her looks?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just hang on.
I'm ready.
Wait, Kelsey. We're going to go live on Facebook now, people. If you can
what
go
am I
on
doing
to Facebook. You're going to get her to do poses.
You're the photographer.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Oh, he's trying to connect. Oh, there's a problem with the internet here today.
Just take a video. We'll post it.
No, we're live. There she is. Oh, look at that.
Come on, Kelsey.
Connection
okay,
is weak.
Give me that look. Turn left.
That's Kelsey, people. We're on the Casper Radio Show.
Can I take this off?
Take the earphones off.
Then it's better this way.
Yeah. Fade your hair backwards.
Fade it backwards.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah. Just turn left. Woo, turn right. Look down for me. Ooh, now brush your hair and do this. Ooh, now put your hand on your cheek.
Oh my, that's your chin.
Oh, sorry.
Simon says.
Put your hand on your elbow.
Put my hand on my.
Yeah. Now.
You see how she makes that? She rocks that.
She rocks it. She kills it. It's your best
direction.
Look. Absolutely.
Just hang on. Can I just say to the Facebook people, you are live on the Casper Radio Show, and we are launching the boys and girls of Club Central today.
Look at her, guys.
And
look at her.
She is one of the boss models that's here to representing.
Scratch your back now.
Wait. I'm so busy talking to the Facebook people. So if you want to enter, you will have to listen to the Casper Radio Show and how to do it. And Kelsey is here with some of her colleagues to show and talk about the wonderful world of More Darling. Go on, Duncan.
Scratch your back for me.
I don't know if I can make it.
Ooh. Just get that mic out of her way. Yes.
Act like you're putting on makeup for me this morning. Put on some lipstick there. Look, make it look sexy. Ooh. Now eat a banana for us. Now peel that banana. Peel the banana.
As your agent, I'm telling her she doesn't have to do that.
Oh, okay. What else can I say to her? Just to encourage her for nice shots. What can I say?
Let the real photographer take
flick your hair.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Okay, nice.
We're like amateurs.
Now close your nose like this.
No, fuck off. <that. laughs> Okay, we'll see you later. You can't do that. You know, we were live on air. We have a soap on this show called Kornsestory, and it's like a send-up soap, and it's time to kick off a new season of that soap. So let's do that, and on the other side of the soap, we will have another two models here from Boss, where we continue with the party. Blaadje, hoe gaat het, schat?
Ach, nee, Danny. Mijn koppie klap, maar ons gaan aan.
Ja, ik ben zo blij. Waarheen is jij op pad?
Danny, ik is op pad naar iFix. Want hulle gaan mijn foon reg maak.
Je telefoon?
Ja, mijn mobiel. Ik het iPhone. En mijn iFix doen ook Samsungs, Danny.
Salamanderkak, dat is fantastisch. En zeg eens even tegen me, Blaadje. Hoeveel shops is er?
Danny, daar is 24 iFix stores. Recht weer in de Republiek van Zuid-Afrika.
Ga weg, krokettendrolletje.
Hulle het tweedehandse foone wat hulle mooi reggemaak het en wat hulle verkoop vir baie goedkoop.
Nee, ek heb nog de 4A.
Danny kan die 5S koop. Tweedehands by iFix.
Oh, poffertjes in de lucht. Nou, geniet je uitstapje hoor. Ik zie jou dag later.
Goed dan je Greetje. iFix. iFix. Zelfs idioten weet, dat is die beste.
Praat met Danny Splinter. Ek moet hoor wat sy van my probeer sê het. Hierdie echo maak my ma. O nee, dit is hoe dit klink as mens dink. Ek is toch so stupid. Maar ja, ek is amper by haar deur. En dan sal ek klop.
Wie is daar?
Danny Splinter, dis ek. Kon.
Kom maar aan.
Hallo, Dolly Splinter.
Waar kom je echo vandaan?
Oh, sorry. Ek het nog gedink, maar nou is het weg.
Dis beter. Hoe doe me nie kon?
Ja, oma Splinter, ek wil nie eindelijk hier wees nie, maar u oproep nou die dag het my ontstel.
Dis seker 3 maande gelede wat ek gebel het. Ek kan skaars onthou.
Ja, maar die reeks gaan nou aan, so dit is asof dit gister was.
Wow.
Luister, ek het net kom hoor, wat het jy gesê oor Vygie? Wat van haar het jy so gepla?
Daar's iets nie reg met die Vygie nie, hoor. Dominee, wees versigtig. Kyk aan die dubbel uit, dis al wat ek sê. Want sy praat in snaakse stemme en sy martel my heel tyd. Wanneer sy die kans het, martel. Sy het my gemartel in my mond. Sy het my gemartel deur my lammies te gee op my voorarms. Sy het my gemartel deur my te knyp in my binneswangster. Sy is nie van hierdie wêreld nie. En sy praat met so diep brulstem. Asof sy Simba chippies wil verkoop. Staan dominee, so diep donker brulstem.
Ja. Ai, nou... Ek het dit nog self nie gemanifesteer gesien nie, ouma Splinter. Ek moet eers self 'n oor en 'n ooggetuie wees hiervoor, maar jy het regtig eerlik geklink oor die foon.
Maar natuurlik was ek eerlik. Ja, wanneer was ek nog nooit eerlik nie?
Al die vorige kere wat jy gelieg het, veral die afgelope 20 jaar.
O ja, maar nou is ek regtig eerlik, dominee. Hierdie meisiekie... Kyk, ek is miskien 'n misdadiger en ek is miskien 'n krimineel en ek is miskien korrupt, maar hierdie ene, dit is sy is op 'n ander level. O, dominee kon, sy is op 'n ander level, hoor, ek vrees haar. As ek haar sien, dan beplas ek my diskem adult nappy met 'n tjortsie.
Hoe, baie dankie, ek sal dit opvolg en ek sal dit in gedagte hou. En ons hou dit vertroulik tussen ons twee.
Natuurlik, dominee. Verskoon my, ek moet net gaan die koerant gaan bel.
Wat?
Nee, selfs misdadigers het 'n sin vir humor, dominee. Ag, dominee.
Ja, suster Splinter.
Wil dominee vir ons ietsie lees nie?
Goed, maar is dan nie sy Bybel?
Nie sy, dominee. Sorry, het was een mot. Gaat hy dood.
Goed, ons lees saam uit Fatwa 72 vers 6. En Malahati het vir Etna beken wat die seun was van Krippi. En Grochs het vir Ibanaka beken. En Ibanaka het vir Naomi beken. Naomi het baie beken en geken. Ons lees tot sover.
Want het was prachtig. Dankie, Domini. Hallo Ellen, dis jou ma.
Ach, hallo mami.
Hallo, hoe gaan het my skat?
Gaan oké, okay, dankie mami.
Hoekom sit jy in 'n bak ys?
Ach, ek wil net 'n bietjie relax. Bietjie dinge saamtrek weer. Wie is dit?
Hallo, Batsel. Dis Benny.
Waar Benny? Is jy die een wat nou werk in die konsistorie?
Ja, ek is nou die een wat die fone antwoord.
Hoekom het hy saamgekom, mammietjie?
Ag, my skat. Omdat ek gedink het dat ons 'n bietjie saam kan gesels en dat ons 'n bietjie mekaar kan leer ken.
Benny, so waar kom jy vandaan?
Ek was maar altyd hier. Ek het maar in die area groot geword, maar ek was na 'n privaat skool gestuur, nie? Nie dat die gewone ou skool soos jy nie.
Excuse me. Fancy smancy.
Nee, kom nou. Waar is jou maniere, Goliath? Verder, enige klagtes?
Nee, wat, mami. Ek moet maar net hierdie ene uitsit. En die klem opsit. Ek gaan dink nie gaan ooit weer my lewe staan nie. Of op my maag lê nie. En jy, Benny? Jy lyk so bekend.
Ja, allemaal sê so.
Ja, jy doe nogal, ne, Wiekus? Ek kan net nie dink aan wie my laat dink.
Ja, mama, wacht, hy lyk een bietjie... Mami, hy lyk soos Nikki Zetske.
Nikki Zetske?
Nikki Zetske, ja.
Dit is eienaardig, ja.
Mami?
Ja, Philip?
Mami het nog nie een keer een Tourette aanvalkie gehad nie.
Ek is op baie, baie sterk pille. Dokter Langerhans het my gesit op Tourette stroop vir perde. So ver, touch, kak! Ag, poes!
Oh wel, amper gewerk.
Oh, how dare you, Satan? Was ik er zeer?
Veegie.
Hallo, Artie.
Lieve herder, waarna kijk jy?
Ach, dis Penny Dreadful.
Dit is dreadful.
Nee, man, dis maar net vermaak. Ek geniet dit.
Maar jy glo toch nie in goed soos demone en duivels nie, doe nie?
Nee, natuurlijk nie, Artie. Vra jy nou vir my wat 'n dominee se kind is?
Glo jy in spooke?
Nee, jy?
Ja.
Hoe?
Een keer toe ek nog 'n dogtertjie was. Ek was nog by die Knobels. En ons was op plaas vir Kersfees. En toe gaan ek en 'n ander seentjie, 'n skuur binne.
Ja?
En daar het ons iets geritsel gehoor. En ek kan sweer ek het daar die gestalte van 'n ou vrou gesien wat met 'n lantern vir ons gewaai het.
Was dit in die dag of in die nag?
Ek dink dit was in die middag, maar het was donker in die skuur.
Ag nee, wat, Attie?
Was hy duidelik gewuif.
Oh wel, dit was in jou verbeelding. Het die ander seentjie dit ook gesien?
Ja, ek dink hy het. Ons het al twee gillend uit die skuur gehardloop.
Wel, dit is maar wat hulle noem verbeelding.
Verstaan jy wat ek bedoel?
Goeie God, wat was dit?
Wat bedoel jy, Attie?
Wie het nou gepraat?
Maar het is net ek en jy in die televisiestorie. Dit is seker die televisie wat jy nou gehoor het.
Is dit nie, Attie?
Jesus, daar is het weer. Dit klink of het van jou afkom.
Ja, Attie.
Ek weet nie wat aangaan, nie, maar ek voel ek het hoendervleis. Ek voel al my hare staan reg op. Hoe verder ek van jou af wegloop, hoe meer sak my hare.
Dit is ou vrou stories. Wat sal fout wees met my?
Wat dink jy, hè? Wat dink jy, mensekind?
Oh, Veegie.
Wat?
Jou oë.
Wat van my oë, Attie?
Jou oë was helder, skelterrooi. Toe jy nou gepraat het. Veegie.
Ja, kan ek net my ding klaar kyk asseblief? Want ek is nou helemaal die draad verloor.
Goed, ek dink ek gaan 'n bietjie lê.
Ja, Attie, gaan olie solank jou robot kok. Ek is nou daar.
Sien jou nou, Veegie.
Sien jou nou, aardse mens.
Hallo, Bradje.
Hallo, Tannie. Het Tannie die episode geniet?
Ja, het was 'n bietjie griezelig, hè?
Ja, ek het ook bang geraak. Maar gelukkig het ek het gekyk by Icefix. En hulle geef vir mens koffiekie, terwyl hulle jou reg maak.
Het jy jou self laat reg maak?
Ja, Tannie, ek was 'n 4C, maar nou is ek 'n 5+. Oh.
Lees 'n boek in Braille, in Westernaria.
Bram, 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 dis Kasper Radio.
Oh yeah.
Are we having fun?
Yeah!
Is this the launch of the Boys and Girls of Gloucestrol?
Yeah!
Okay then. Are you pulling my leg?
No!
Okay. So, here we are with another batch of beautiful people. Duncan is very excited.
Ach, danke, man.
So we got...
Gladys.
I wanted to say Joy, but it's Glad. We got Gladys here from Boss Models. And we got Sean from Boss Models. It's radio. You got to make a noise.
Thank you.
Welcome. So I want you to... there's a telephone ringing.
It's not for once, Neiman. Yeah.
I want you to tell us about your life as a model, and how would you tell someone, what would you tell someone if they said, we want to enter this competition because we want to end up being at Boss Models. Would you recommend them to do so? And I think the answer would be
yes.
Hell yeah.
Tell me all about the model's life. I mean, this is not America, obviously. You don't work for $500,000 a day, but can you survive?
No, absolutely, Gasper.
I'm not asking you, Boss Model.
Hey.
I'm asking Joy.
Gladys.
Well, yes, definitely. You can survive. And if you work hard enough, then yeah, you do eventually get to those big bookings where you earn enough to you know, just enjoy, I guess.
I would definitely say that they should get a degree. It's always good to have something as a backup, because it's not there forever. And you know, it's very hot and cold, up and down. So just have something on the side as well. To sustain you, and then, you know, get the odd jobs here and there. It's always a good little extra income. Yeah.
Now, can you tell me that you realize that nature does this when you are young? You've got to be attractive, but then later it does, Duncan. It does. If you look at pictures of yourself, Duncan, when you were younger, you will go, oh, I looked so much better.
No, absolutely. Like I said, Casper, I think some of us are just becoming more beautiful as we age.
Yeah, but these people work very hard for their looks. So what have you got to go through? What's your regime? I don't know what I'm saying. Someone wrote you, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Rian Kodier of the WeChat said, Casper is not drinking anymore because he is altijd gesip. And fucking drunk.
It's not true. Sir Sean, what's your regime? What's the regime?
You gotta stay in shape, obviously. That's a definite...
Why are you looking at Casper and Betty and I when you're saying you gotta stay in shape? Like, we're not in shape.
I'm in shape.
No, look, you guys are
good shape.
You guys are doing well.
I'm in shape.
Duncan, probably the best shape, but you gotta stay in shape. It's always a good factor. You can do different markets then, you know, instead of just doing clothing, you could also do underwear or, you know, something like that.
Now you're talking.
Swimwear, you know, why limit yourself?
You're not doing like hand modeling or something, you're doing the whole package?
Yeah, I've done alles.
Okay. And Gladys, what does yoga, what's your regime when you wake up?
She's
in the morning?
English, you don't have to speak Afrikaans.
How do you maintain that beautiful face, that glowing skin, that nice pink tongue, those big white yellow teeth, those cute ears? How do you maintain everything? How do you keep your eyes sparkling is what I'm trying to get to here.
Well, first off, thank you. But what you eat, I think, plays a huge role. You are what you eat. Yes,
so
in
you
a
must
way.
Just eat a big bucket of beautiful. That's what you
Oh, please. Oh, this God. Is so corny. But it's actually nice. A big bucket of beautiful.
That but was quite a good one.
What do you miss the most of not eating?
Well,
no, you know what I'm trying to say? Listen, I've drunk most of the time. So you know what I'm trying to say? Is it pizza, is it burger?
Well, personally, I'm not on any diet. I have a very fast metabolism, so I just eat.
Still, because you're young.
And continue, yeah.
You're a lucky bunny, but it's going to happen one day.
In time, yes. Then,
but you've got a strong will, but you go to the you don't do anything now.
Just casual workouts, so a run every now and again, maybe 3 times a week. But
and you?
Sean? Ek drink, ek eet wat ek wil.
Fuck off!
Maar ek werk hard.
Ek het ge-gym, nee, vir 2 jaar, elke fucking, ook nie elke, 4 keer a week. En niks het gebeur nie.
Ja, maar...
Nee, maar jy moet aanhou.
Jy moet aanhou.
Nee, fuck dit.
Die aanhouer wen.
Nee, aanhouer fucking hou op en eet.
No, but that's why a model is an exceptionally character. Because you don't see them a lot in your life. I'm drunk, apparently, according to this fucker. That's why we look up to them. That's what I'm trying to say. We're looking up to them because they look after themselves. We can't do that. I mean, if I want to have a body like that, it will take me 9 years to get out of the room. To go to a gym. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Eva, I am well built in my head. You see? And that is why I like this Boys and Girls of Cliff Central competition, because it is stimulating for the human being to see things that are beautiful and not ugly. I mean, that's why you don't have an obese pageant. Let's see who's got the most fat. We don't have that.
Meneer, you can find Game of Thrones, right? You know, Khaleesi has this one sidekick girl who's got the same hair.
Yeah!
Don't they look alike?
They do.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Right. I don't.
So sure? if there's anyone now advertising who wants to cast a Game of Thrones kind of a setup with Khaleesi and that slave girl that is her lover or what, then yeah, exactly. We got the girl, yeah.
As a trippe trappe truene, soos a movie mark.
She will do Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Sandin.
It's a vriendin.
Yeah. Okay, that's very well spotted.
Yeah, it's,
you're an old scouter.
Yeah, I've been in the game, yo. I see. And just
Sean
Oviso, Lake saw.
Just Sean.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Yeah, Lake saw someone that can model for khaki, old khaki.
Nee, kyk, ek gee nie om nie.
Wat denk jy, meneer?
Ja, definitief.
Ek ken die hempe dat die mannekies dra op die farm.
Ja, nee, verseker. Ek is gewoond in die wild.
Jy het een baie sterke leek. Jy leek baie sterke.
Oh, thanks, man. Strong look. Thanks, man.
Ja, that's what I'm trying to say.
I appreciate
yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
You see, you understand, Duncan, which is great. Okay, so now we're going to go live again.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to look at Joy Gladys? And we're going to look at Sean on Facebook. So this is Facebook. This is on Facebook. The Cosmo de Vries Facebook. This is not Periscope or Meriscope. We are now on Facebook. And it's Sean.
It's Gladys, not and Joy.
Yeah, I know. But I'm drunk. We're going live. Okay, people on Facebook. There we go. And this.
Come on.
Just
push
that mic away a bit, man. So that's Gladys. She is with Boss Model. She is not entering for boys or girls.
Oh.
No, but she's here to get people to motivate them to do it. Hey, and this is
smile for us.
Sean. Oh, no, sorry. This is Sean. Oh, my God. Sean, yes. Oh, Sean.
Stand up, Sean.
Oh, just take
Face
it off.
Face the mensen.
Take it
off. Druk alles uit.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Oh, sorry.
Maak jou nippelen goeie.
Woo, daar gaan
we.
Hij is lekker zwart. Kijk, daar die.
Nice. You see, if you got a sense of nipple like this, you must enter, hey, this competition.
Yes, agreed.
But tell the men to enter.
Enter, boys and girls of Cliff Central. It's going to be epic. We've got beautiful people like Gladys. Not related to Gladys Knight in any other way. But she's a stunner. Look at her. Look at those great teeth. Look at those sparkling eyes. Look at that lovely hair.
Okay, people, so boys and girls of Cliff Central, thank you for being here, and to get people to enter, you can go on Facebook, the boys and girls of Cliff Central, or you can email. Now, the email is Josie at, does anyone know, because I've forgotten, because I'm drunk, Josie at bossmodel.co.za. Josie at bossmodel.co.za. What you do, you send a beautiful picture of yourself, and if you got it, flaunt it like Sean, and send it in. Whether you're a boy or a girl, a tranny or a granny, you send it in, and you never know, you might be sitting across me ogling and poking at you in 2 weeks' time.
Absolute thief.
So are we going to enter?
Yes.
Are we going to enter?
Yes.
Are we not going to enter? So we're having a nice little party here, and we are celebrating the launch of Boys and Girls of Cliff Central here on the Casper Radio Show today. It's gonna be massive. It's gonna be nice. It's where's that? Wait, my glasses are off because I'm drunk. Let me just look for where's that wonderful tune again. Boys and girls. Now we got and girls. Let's have a listen. Here you go.
Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of Cliff Central and girls. See how they walk, strut, pose and talk. The boys of Cliff Central and girls.
And by bitch, I mean this rain. No cabs, nowhere. So I had to put on the wig and
sorry,
a
I just had to. Let's have a kiki. Apparently there's someone on who was at school with me on the phone. So let me just hear. It could always be fun. Hello. I don't actually take hello. I don't actually take calls, but someone says your name is Adrian and you was with me at school.
Nee, dit was maar eintlik nou net 'n manier om seker te maak ek kom hier. Meneer de Vries.
Ja.
Want RSG sit hulle my altyd neer as hulle weer sê. Maar meneer ek
op RSG sit hulle aanhanger. Op RSG sit hulle altyd neer.
Ag nee, maar dis maar nou net want hulle, jy weet mos hoe's daai stasies, hulle is nou bang iemand sê ietsie.
Ja,
weet
ja.
Wat nou nie. Ja.
Okay, maar, so hoekom?
Maar laat ek Ag man, weet jy meneer ek was 'n baie groot aanhanger van jou al die jare en ek sak intake al daai goeders en so. En my dogter het my toe nou aanraag help sy my om hierdie internet op te stel en alles het ek nou kan luister wat vang jy deesdae aan en so.
Maar en jy luister na die Kasper radio show.
Ja.
Wat dink jy?
In die begin is dit vir my lekker en so en ek dink jy probeer haar. maar ek het toe nou
Ja.
Asseblief ek probeer ernstig.
Nee, ek dit sou dat jy probeer haar. Jy verstaan mense nie wat hulle sê vir mense nie. Soos jy probeer haar, dit is actually 'n insult, you know.
Wel, kyk jy doen is ek het toe nog geluister na hierdie kons se ding is, die storie.
Ja, die soap.
En meneer de Vries, ek wou net sê maar ek luister so en jy spot en jy dis 'n dominee, so die ampt van 'n leraar word nou heen gedrang gebring en dis 'n spotterheid en is demonies en dit grens aan laster.
Ja, laster
vir dan raak ek bekommerd.
Laster vir wie?
Maar net oor die godheid en die geloof en verstaan, want ek kan dit nie verstaan nie. Hoekom moet mense altyd mense hoef nie te vloek om snaaks te wees. Verstaan, ons nee. Dink jy snaaks, ons is aanhangers en dan moet ons luister na hierdie dinge. Verstaan en dit is vir my ontstellend. Want ek bedoel ek is nou al baie jare lank koster by die kerk.
As jy 'n kos jy sien, dit is omdat dit te naby aan die waarheid is miskien vir jou.
Ja, maar dis nou alles. Dit gebeur nou. Dis nou wel haar belydenisse dan hoor ons jou soort kan nou trou sommer in die kerk en alles. Verstaan. En ek dink dit is super spotting en jy lag nou vir my.
Ja.
Maar die waarheid is dat ons kinders, my kleinkinders, ek hoor hulle ander dag, dit is net K en F. En dan gaan ek so, waar leer hulle dit? Waar leer hulle dit? Waar kom dit vandaan? En dan, dis van mense soos julle wat snaaks probeer wees en nie wil ernstig wees oor belangrike dinge nie. Dan lei dit daartoe dat ons kinders sulke swak maniere leer. En dan waartoe gaan ons? Want alles is besig om plat te val. Niemand gaan daai geld terugbetaal nie. Dit kan die belastingbetaler wees. Alles.
Wat is se geld? Waarheen
praat nie?
Waarvan praat jy nou?
Ja, maar dis net ons leef in 'n tyd van sosiale.
Maar jy hoef ons nie te luister na hierdie show nie.
Maar ek het ons nou gedink dit gaan lekker lag wees vandag.
Ja.
En dan eintlik word ek net herinner aan wat 'n sekulêre, goddelose wêreld ons besig is om in te beweeg.
Ek is jammer as ek lag, maar dit is maar dan is jammer dat jy eers terug RSG toe gaan waar hulle vir jou afsit.
Dit gaan my mos nou nie wat sien as ek nader aan die see is as God eendag sy toren oor ons uitvoer, dan is ek nou mos die eerste slagoffer. Ek dink net jy moet besin. En maar die mense wat nou toe ek luister nou op die mensies wat julle op die show het vir hierdie fashion ding en alles dit is ook mos nou dit is mos nou jy skend mos nou die arme mense. Hoekom moet jy nou mans ook beauty contest laat hou daar op jou show? Dit verstaan dit daar's vir my so 'n ideale ding wat fout is.
Hou jy van jy hou van jy's heteroseksueel, né?
Ja, ek is getroud, ja.
So jy hou van meisies. So gee om oor die meisies wat mooi lyk.
Wel, nie te veel nie, nee. Nee, dit is reg vir my, maar ek voel nog steeds dat hulle klein bietjie hulle self uitbeeld as iets wat hulle nie regtig is nie. Verstaan, dit gee die indruk van losse sedes ook nou maar. Want hulle gaan nou seker weer niks dra nie en al, né?
Ja, nee, dit is reg. Maar ek sou sê gaan luister ander stasietjies, Radio Pretoria of so voort, maar ek dink nie moenie ooit weer luister nie. Jy is van daai tipe as ek na jou luister, dan bid ek dat jare gelede op die groot trek 'n Zulu impie jou fucking oupa grootjie teen 'n waawiel stikkend gebliksem het, dan het jy nie vandag bestaan nie, meneer. En
daar's nou nie nodig om my kultuur ook aan te vat nie. Verstaan? Dus daar's net een mens wat opstaan vir ons en sy naam is Steve. Verstaan? Hy's die enigste een wat dit sal omgee.
Ah nee, fok of. Nee meneer, luister weer. Druk jou telefoon in jou hol. Luister, ons moet nou gaan.
Ja, dis mos nou
luister,
gaan antwoord.
Luister, luister gou jy eers. Nee, luister jy nou vir my. Luister jy nou vir my. Ek het twee woorde en ek weet jy het daai selfde twee woorde in jou kop en ek gaan drie tel en sê ons dit 1 2 3. April. Dis Hannes. Hannes.
Hallo julle.
Ek het dop gehou. Ek dink hulle het gedink is Jenny. Het julle gedink is Jenny?
Is
it?
No. I recognize his voice immediately.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay, well, the others were like, oh my God, and Duncan. So, nee, ach, baie dankie, Hannes. Ons moes een profiel joke pool.
Yeah.
Ons moes. Ek luister die show en is baie lekker. Ek lach skrikkelijk baie.
Oor. Okay, lekker. Dankie, Hannes.
Baie dankie, meneer.
Hannes. Baie dankie.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Pomp.
I'm calling you back. Oh, she's been a bitch tonight. And by bitch, I mean it's rain, no cabs, nowhere.
So that was a Kiki with Hannes. That was April Fool. So you were not fooled, Bernard.
No.
Okay, but you can laugh. We joined by Leon Hasbrook and by Tommy.
Yep.
Now, Tommy, I recognize you because I told you last year on some forum, I can't remember
Instagram.
I said, well, you said something about the Boys Doctor Central. I said, why don't you enter? You said, yeah. But you're already a model, you see, so I should have kept my big mouth shut. But you are here now to entice people to enter.
Yeah.
Leon, welcome to you.
Welcome.
Okay, Leon, you are not entering.
And it's me, Schuster.
No.
So you are here to tell us more about this competition. Get
Correct.
People to enter. So let's just recap.
Sure. So basically, the competition would we're looking for people to enter, and it's a platform where I think that people that don't have the opportunity or don't know email addresses, etc., can just enter more on a social level as opposed to a formal level. I think this is a very social way of doing it.
Mm. And we're going to have fun doing it.
Lots of fun. I had lots of fun last year,
yes.
So we're going to have more fun this year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because it is appearing here and having fun here. And then, of course, we'll have the big finale at the end of the year. And that's double the fun again.
We have the one on the 7th as well, 7th of May,
the
open call. So 7th of May, we're actually having an official open call. So any people that want to swing past, come party with all of us. Of course, we will be there. Mm-hmm. And then, the finale is going to be in November.
So they can. Where do they go? On the
okay, we busy finalizing.
Okay, I'll tell them yes. On the show.
Yeah. We're busy finalizing all of that. I'll have that for you, Nick, by next week.
So what's the cherry on top? What's the one thing
that I'm going to be there?
Okay.
I'm fabulous. Have you met me?
No, absolutely. I was with you at the last one. Remember?
Oh,
remember, I almost fell in the pool and you saved.
Yeah, you were drunk.
I was also drunk.
Okay. I don't drink anymore. I'm constantly drunk.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
There's a photographer taking pictures here. What's his name?
Fernando Bossel.
Fernando, hello. Kom gauw hier. Dankie dat jy van ons foto's neem. Ons gaan dit alles op jou website plaas.
Hallo, Kasper. Dankie vir jou.
Ja. Sê van my, Fernando, waar is jy freelance of werk jy vir die studio?
Nee, ek freelance. Bly in midstream. So ja, enige plek is naby.
En wat is die interessantste photo sessions wat jy al gedoen het, wat jy nou
of me
vullig, of really of
yes of me
definitief
what were you promoting?
I was my body.
You were promoting your body?
Yes.
What, on eBay?
No, I'm only joking.
Fernanda, do you have something that was interesting?
Ach, ek het al 'n paar goedjies afgeneem vir Betty Bangles van Bernard.
Ah.
Fuck was dit?
Nee, Betty Bangles, maar
jy was Bangles.
Nee. Maar jy dalk iemand het jou geslaan of getrek.
Oh ja, Sean. Sean Kaplan.
Dan nie die ander Sean wat ons nou gehad het, ander Sean.
Ja, ander Sean.
Van Large Shots of Boys.
Ja, hy was deel van
Boys. So you see full circle. You can be part of photo shoots.
I did amazing dinge, Fernando. I for Cape Network by photo shoots gedoen binnelanders en Vermulda van Rensberg, daai fotoshoot wat jy het gesien het.
You know what I saw yesterday? That Brimilda van Rensburg looks like a Kardashian. I fucking promise. But yeah, they're beautiful.
Which one?
The big one, Chloe. No, not the big one. The huge one. The star. What's her name?
Kim.
Kim, yeah. She looks like Kim. Go have a look. Google and see if that's not Brimilda van Rensburg. Okay, and I think, Fernando, we got a good theme here. We're going to have Brimilda as Kim Kardashian.
Absolutely.
And I'll be Baby North.
Soccer's rat.
Donkey. Oh, Leon, so you say we have a open party day, and that's in May, but
yes,
the big finale will be in November.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Woo-wee!
As soon as we have an Instagram hash, I'll give that as well.
Absolutely.
But I just want to make sure now, because models are not the most intelligent people. So you've got to... No, I'm joking. You've got to go like... Tommy, am I right?
That is not true.
That's not true. I know. I can see you're intelligent. I can see it from here.
Not in all cases.
Yeah, but what I mean is I don't know where to enter. So where, I don't mean sexually. I mean... I mean for this competition, Tommy, where must I go? To the Facebook page.
Yes, go to the Casper Radio Show Facebook page and enter the...
Okay. Where were you? Why have you got such a beautiful accent?
I'm actually Afrikaans, but...
meneer, die man is Afrikaans!
Praat met hom!
Ken jy wat, meneer? Ek ook is een Afrikaner. En ek is baie...
It's not about you, it's about him.
Ja, ek is baie... Ek is baie... Mm-hmm. Excitement, as ek mense aan jou te sien.
Ek sou nie sê hy is Afrikaans, nie sê jy. Dat is jou fanfurie.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I remember like an elephant.
Jy onthou baie goed.
Ja, yeah, I remember last year.
Ek het vrae vir die man, meneer.
Bra.
Meneer, ek wil jou iets vra. Mm-hmm. So, jy is een Afrikaner modelle.
Mm-hmm.
Dat is baie interessante. En ek wil weet...
You don't have to do an E after each word in Afrikaans.
Okay.
What? Baie modelle interessante. You can just cap it off. Don't do the E.
Okay. Meneer.
Mm-hmm.
Ek is baie ongelukkig jy is hierso vandag. En as ek jou sien, jy is 'n winner in my hart. Omdat ek hou van al Afrikaners en Afrikaans mense in die wêreld.
Baie dankie.
Hoe was dit?
Dit was baie goed.
Ja, ek probeer.
But why are you unhappy that is here?
No, ek is gelukkig, meneer.
Jy sê ongelukkig. Ek bedoel gelukkig.
No, ek het bedoel gelukkig.
Ja, yeah, that's how he talks.
Ja.
Maar...
Ek dink
sy Afrikaans is pikkie kak.
Wie dink jy is, omdat wat ek doen as ek hier so, ek probeer.
Ons gee ie aan die einde, kakkie. Kakkie, soos hy doen. Tommy, so wat het jy al voor gemodel? Wat is type model is jy? Want jy lyk so vir my... soos een tydskrif.
Bad boy.
Ja, ek is... ek is nie die... commercial type of model nie. Ek doen meer soos high fashion type goed.
Wat is high fashion vir ons leke, verduidelik?
Dis is meer, jy weet, jy moet baie maar wees en lyk of jy soort van dood gaan. En, dis vir van hulle. So ek werk meestal oor see, so dit is meer my mark.
Oh,
excuse me. And tell me, do you do that on purpose to look thin or have you just got a very fast metabolism?
No, it's ever since I can remember, I've just been very thin, so my metabolism is quite
fast. So you're
fast.
Just perfect for what they want.
I just eat whatever I want and like gain no
Stand up for ons, Gogo.
Okay.
Dan Bendova?
Bendover.
Bendover.
Where's Dover?
Baby make. Bendover, baby make.
My name is Ben and my fun is Dover. Bendover.
No.
Okay. And Ben?
Kijk daar aan de kant en Bend baby make. Ons wil iets sien, my Kaspenek.
Nee, ja,
kijk,
wat het jy nou kijk? Nou, dat is hem, I don't want to.
Meneer het my gesê, ek het om vrijdag was.
Ek toch, jy wil kijk hoe lang is ek?
Ja,
he is very lang, and he's maar, hey? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can see you in some magazine, and you're far off on a white background with an old dying tree next to you, and then it's like...
Yeah, that's very high fashion.
Yeah, and then it's like Fiat, the new tree.
Maybe.
Wat is jou beste look?
My beste look?
Ja, beste expressiaso. Expressiano?
You make Afrikaans sound very Italian.
He does, exotic, or Latin.
Yeah, okay,
your beste lookiano?
Well, Should I do it now?
Kijk, Maynard, this is my best.
You can't, this is radio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go on like, Facebook Live. Wait. Okay, sorry, people. I've got 5% battery life, eh?
Kijk, vannacht, meneer. This is my... Oh.
No. I want to show the people on Facebook.
And
Hang on.
As jy die look gepool by die event, jy sal dit win.
Okay, shh.
Kijk hier so. Is jy gereed?
Nee, wacht nou.
Ja, meneer.
Let me just explain.
Here is the look from 2016.
You are back on the Casper Radio Show. You're on Facebook Live. This is Duncan. We got our last model here, Tommy. Tommy is now being harassed by Duncan. This is... Sorry. That was the mic. This is Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
You see? And this is... What do you want to tell him, Duncan?
Ek wil almal wees die nuwe look van 2016.
And how is that? That's a bit Poolander. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Have you got a look? Like, when you pose? Show it to us, because we're live on Facebook, eh?
It's just like, Biggie van a frons, and then a pout a little bit.
Teach me.
Like.
You look like you want a crap.
So you wouldn't be able to do it.
You don't try too hard, though.
No, oh, yeah? Duncan, yeah. It looks like someone put a finger in your butthole.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, sorry. What, Casper? What's going on?
No, nothing. Okay, so I shall know... Hoekom moet Madala nie meer lach deesdae? Glimlach nie?
Nee, well, you can, maar hang af wat you shoot. Is it the brief friendliest, then you just smile and whatever. If it's more serious, then you, like... Don't smile.
Okay, for a high fashion like Pep stores, how do you pose? Because you don't smile in their pajamas. You sort of just look. Or what do they do in Pep?
I think Pep, they usually smile. It's very friendly.
Okay, then
know,
a higher fashion then. They're not smiling.
Like
the more expensive the brand is, the less you smile.
Okay.
And also at Fashion Week.
Okay, this is fucking...
Fashion Week, you don't smile.
Why not?
Because it's not about the model, it's about the clothing.
Mm.
Yeah. So you take the attention away from the clothing if you're smiling and if it's too busy. So you have to... Like, Fashion Week, you're not allowed to smile.
Do you do run walks, Tommy?
Yes.
Will you do a run walk for me, please?
Now.
Go.
Where's my music? Wait, Tommy, wait. This is music. The people on Facebook won't hear it, but we will.
Okay. Walk around.
You can go. Okay, so you don't smile, eh?
Reed, that's all.
I want to hear,
I can walk tiding doen, meneer.
You can't.
Yeah, but not like the professionals.
No, because it looks easy, Duncan, but it's actually very difficult.
Yeah, and especially like when you have the outfit on, then you can embody the full thing.
Yeah, how does it work sometimes? Do you have outfits on that you think, this is crap?
I have done that actually a lot, where I have to put something on, I'm like, what is this? But I just go with it.
And you just make it work for you for those couple of minutes, because it's just in and out, eh?
Yeah, it's really fast.
How quickly do you have to change when you do those things?
Well, it depends on how many looks you have, but sometimes it's like you have like 10 seconds and then you just have to change everything and then it's hectic.
You have helpers, hey? They're just...
Yeah, but they kind of... It's like you're being attacked a little because like everyone's just grabbing everything and just putting stuff on. But yeah, I mean, I'm used to it by now. So
Leon, are you the guy who goes, go?
Yes, do you want to come to Fashion Week?
Yeah.
Do you want to come to experience it? Next week, Thursday, I'll give
you
a seat.
Must I model something?
No, we'll give you seats so you can watch.
You can sell your paintings there.
Oh, man, I don't have to sell my paintings everywhere, Duncan.
good idea. I'll take them away.
So please, invite me.
Cool.
I want to sit like I always see on television.
Yes.
So that sour puss. What's her name?
Anna Wintour. She's my idol.
No. But it's nice. Look, I mean, she just looks sour. I'll come with glasses and everything.
Come and look. I'm actually walking next week as well.
Yeah, dan gaan ek vir jou waai, maar dit nie afval nie.
No, there was no greater walk than our former President Nelson Mandela, the walk he took from prisoner to president.
Oh, please.
So whenever you're on that walk on that
well,
runway,
that's a completely different walk.
Just remember.
Oh, please. So if it's common, to shout. Hello, Tommy.
No, that's not proper. That's not.
So
proper.
If I want to shout, I must write something in a book or something.
And then show him. Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Tom's.
Yeah.
This is a cock out for Tommy.
Hopefully, the designer doesn't take it seriously.
We got a section on the show that you're part of now, and it's called Stof Poopies. Let's have a listen.
Stof Poopies, Stof Poopies, Stof Poopies van Tijd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Yummy kapami. So we got Stof Poopies. That is basically golden oldies that we're listening to. And it's not necessarily Afrikaans. Today it's not Afrikaans, it's English. And we just reminisce about the time. So tell me, when were you born? Tommy, when were you born? Sorry, your mic was on.
1994.
Okay, so you would know, you would know the Stof Poopies today. Of today, you would might have grown up with it.
But I like old school music, so.
Yeah, but this is like recently Stof Poopies. We're talking.
I guess like 94 is the old school.
No. He was. No, it is. It is already. It's like 16 years if you take. Our girl is from the year 2000. So it's like, it's already a long time ago. Hello, Oma Betty. Leon would know her. You, Duncan, would know her. She is, I'm going to give you some hints. You will know. Mickey Mouse Club, Common.
Oh.
Brittany of Christina.
Yes,
Brittany.
Christina.
Oh,
no, Brittany.
Hello, all to you.
Hulle altyd is, ja. Ja, maar ek dink Christina talk bietjie meer slimme. But Britney, I must confess, I still love Britney.
Hit Me Baby.
Still love Hit Me Baby. After all these years, hey?
Absolutief, meneer.
Absolutief. Now, apparently, she sang some audition reels for people in, when she was young. Her mother is one of those. My daughter is baie goed and stoot haar voor. And she failed a lot of those, but then one guy heard her and they flew her to Sweden. As a young little Dawnsdoosie.
Dawnsdoosie.
Yeah, and she was singing this Max Martin, whatever his name is, songs like Baby One More Time. I mean, when she sang that, she must have known.
She wrote. Did she write Baby One More Time?
No, it's that Swede. It's a Swede. And they recorded all those songs there, and then later, of course, Oops. And I don't know what happened. Then she went into, remember, she went into a phase where she cut off everything. Mm-hmm. She cut off ties and her hair. But she was married to that dancer, Kevin Featherline.
Yeah, that douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had two children quickly, one after the other. He made sure that she was fucking staying at home. I don't know where those children are, if they're still alive, what they do. But where's Brittany? Bets, do you know?
She's now in Las Vegas. She's got a residency there at Planet Fitness, Planet Hollywood.
What does she do exactly?
She sings.
She lip sings.
Really?
She was in judge. She was a judge on one of the singing talent shows.
Yeah, but
she was
not great. Good.
Yeah, there was a bad judge.
Yeah.
What? No ways. Ugh. You know.
You like her?
Growing up, I would hear Britney this, Britney that, but it was my first time actually witnessing her in character, just being the judge. She came across as such a sweet, wonderful
lady.
That's why
she was a horrible judge.
No ways. She was
judge.
So lovely.
She was too sweet to be a judge. That, yeah.
Was that the Voice or Idols?
Idols.
Yeah, X Factor. You don't even know what you guys are talking about.
No, there's so many of them. They all look the same.
That's racist.
<I'm sure>.
Get this guy out of here, meneer. I get gedink ons is klaar met meneer soos hier.
You are listening to Casper's Radio Show.
So I got a bit of Britney here for us, and we're going to enjoy this, because as I was preparing this, I was listening to it, and I thought, yes, this girl, she can be so proud. She's got lovely songs, lovely little songs that we all remember our youth.
Woo, baby!
Go, Brittany. Take us on the road to memory. My iPad, what did it?
Dit is Kasper Radio.
So that was Britney. We love you, Brit.
Huh? Never in have I ever experienced Britney Spears. So that was just too much Britney in 5 minutes, Casper.
It's nice, eh?
I'm all Britney'd out.
I see. Damn. But remember, we have to do an ad for Sandwich Baron.
Meneer, meneer, wach!
Nie weer Mickey Mouse nie, in die naam van die Here, asseblief, net iets anders.
Hallo, hallo allemaal. Ek sien vandag ons het baie mooi modelle, maar die modelle moet eet, meneer.
Dit is baie waar. Kyk, daar is een model, Tommy. Tommy, eet jy is by Sandwich Baron soms?
Altijd. I love Sandwich Baron.
Wat van Sandwich Baron hou jy? Die baguette?
Die, ja, is my ginsling.
Ah, ja, dit is heerlijk.
Alles is lekker al anyways.
Wat sit jy op jou baguette?
Prosciutto en kaas.
Jy ken, dit is die beste dinge vir modelle. Doe eet.
Sandwich Baron. The best.
Skiet, a kleine kaikie in die nanag.
Dit is Casper Radio.
So quickly, Leon, where do people have to go to enter for the Boys of Club Central and Bags of Club Central? Ach, Girls of Club Central. Sorry, this thing is... This thing is shortened as bag, that's why. They go away.
So they can basically go to the Facebook page. We are busy changing that, but it will be the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Obviously, you can follow Boss Models on their social media, yeah. And obviously Casper Radio Show and yeah. Cliff Central, and yeah. You can follow Infinite Public Relations, yeah. And yeah, then we will give all. It will be everywhere.
So what you must have gathered by now is that what it was last year is only going to be bigger this year.
10 times.
It was fun last year, and it's going to be more fun. 10 times more fun, 10 times more prizes, 10 yes. times more prestige,
yes, yeah.
And 10 times more parties. Honey. Yeah.
We have an awesome, if I may mention, we have an awesome brand on board.
Yeah. Can you give a hint? Brand.
Yes, absolutely. Nina and Pasadena, South Africa. They've Ooh, just launched in South lie. Africa from Australia. So, amazing, amazing stuff. They on board, and they our official clothing partner.
Nice, by a goeie neve, man.
Yes,
nice.
So, Tommy Furry, where do you then go to work if you work overseas?
Well, I've been to London, Paris, Milan. I've been to.
Oh, it's like a song.
I know it rhymes really well.
Yeah.
I've been to Korea a few times, and I'm actually planning on going to New York this year.
All because of your looks and Korea. And
yes. Wow, all then, because of that.
You think he's pretty?
The Lord will bless you.
So, what so far did you enjoy the most? Which country?
Well, all of them were really like amazing in their own way, but I must say, I liked Korea. Like,
I wanted to ask you just about Korea just now. So, wat doen hulle daar? Want ek is nogal geïnteresseerd.
Dis net almal die mooiste maniere en skoon en
it's yeah. Dude, how do you know it's good manners if it's in Chinese or Korean? You don't
well,
know.
Korean is not Chinese. Eh? Like, they will fucking kill you if you say that.
How do you know yeah, it's good news if it's in Korean?
No, I mean like they greet you and they would like
meow.
No, that's Chinese. It's annyeonghaseyo.
Already I'm saying okay, come in. I love it. Can you say ha? Yeah, but you see Duncan, Korea, Japan, I know they all look the same, but they don't like one another.
What's the funniest Korean joke or Japanese or Chinese joke that you know?
Me?
Yeah. Or anyone here?
The president of China, he's the funniest joke I know.
I've got one. You can blindfold a Chinaman
yeah.
with a shoelace.
Yes.
Or a piece of string.
That's so bad.
Okay,
that's...
so this will be cut out of the podcast.
Okay.
So, because ISIS will kill us for that, and they're not even Chinese. So this is like so bad. Never been to New York, Tommy?
I'm on my way to New York now.
So that's what I'm asking. So you're going to
no,
go.
Yeah,
you're going to love it. Child. You're not going to come back.
I know. I'm really excited to come.
Mm, 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 mm.
Fantastic. What is this fashion show? Tell me about this. Fashion Week.
Fashion Week.
When is this?
Next week. Next week, Thursday, is our specific show.
That is that when I'm going to sit in front, like Hannah Winter?
Yes, okay. I'm inviting you. I have two seats for you already. I've booked it for you.
Yay!
Why two? He's not that big.
Fuck. Because then you can bring a plus one.
Oh.
Please don't bring Duncan.
You almost called me Bumpkin.
I did almost call you Bumpkin.
And so who will be participating in Fashion Week? Enlighten me.
The show that you're going to be attending will be JJ Schoeman and Sun Goddess's show.
Wow.
Oh, I know the name JJ mm-hmm. Schoeman.
Yes.
Ah. And Sun Goddess, I don't know, but I'm not religious.
Okay.
Schoeman Goddess. Was the guy who won the swimming, remember?
No, man. No. That's Rake. Oh. No, that's Roland.
You see what I mean?
You're right.
Sun Goddess is a very beautiful ethnic inspired collection. It's really, really beautiful. I think you're going to absolutely love it.
Okay, well, I can't wait to go to Fashion Week next week. I want to thank Leon. I want to thank Lara. I want to thank Gladys. I want to thank Sean. I want to thank Tommy. And I want to thank Calcium for all being here. Now we all know, I mean, fuck everyone, even the Martians know now. We got a boys and girls of Cliff Central competition. Thank you to everyone who participated. Thank you to Hannes for the April Fool joke because we did have one. Yay!
And I fell for that so hard.
We are, yeah, I could see you, but I saw Bernard was like just braying a jersey or something. He wasn't really concentrating, but Duncan was going, but anyway, it was fun. At least I set it up, and then we didn't want to answer the phone. I was going, no, for answer because I knew it was honest.
Oh, ek het nie geweet.
Ons het al hierdie dinge uitgewerk. Here, ek is so geheimsinnig soos 'n fucking KGB lad.
Meneer,
goodbye, stay well, bye-bye, bodyguards, like goodbye, goodbye, stay well, tot ziens, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.